Okay.
Roll?
Yeah.
Okay. Members of the House and Senate, thank you so much for showing up on time, and we will now begin our second conference committee on the education appropriations portion of the budget. Today's Tuesday, April 22nd, 7:15 p.m. Ms. Deborah, please call roll.
Senator Galvano.
Here.
Senator Brusa. Senator Bullard.
Here.
Senator Dieter. Senator Legg. Senator Mumford. Senator Sachs. Senator Simmons.
Here.
Senator Thrasher. Senator at large. Senator Gardner. Senator Joyner. Senator Margolis. Senator Richner. Senator Smith. House. Jefferson. Here. Representative Atkins.
Here.
Ahern. Here. Castle Dental.
Here.
Clark Reed. Fitz Hagen.
Here.
Nunez.
Here.
Perry. Rayburn, Reed, Stone,
here.
Taylor,
here.
House at Large, Representative Baxley, Coley, Gibbons,
here.
Gonzalez, Holder, Jones,
here.
O'Toole,
here.
Roussan, Shanks, Thurston,
here.
Waldman, Williams, Workman, Young.
Here.
At quorum, Mr. President, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Deborah. Members of the audience and members, welcome to the meeting. And Senator Galvano, you're recognized to present your offer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you and the committee members for your patience in us getting back to you. As you know, we had a marathon appropriations meeting today that went until 6 p.m. and began early this morning at 9 a.m. But having said that, we spent a substantial amount of time last night and again throughout the day today to have Senate offer number one ready for you. So if you'd refer to the spreadsheets before you, and we will highlight the changes we made in the offer, and I think we had some issues with the shading that's made it a little more difficult to follow. I promise you that was not on purpose, and we'll make sure to adjust that going forward. Okay, page 4, early learning budget. Many of the items are already closed. We did accept the House position on line 22A. We maintain the Senate position on the remaining issues in the early learning budget. For the FEFP, which is on page 6 of the spreadsheets before you, the Senate offers a 3.38% increase in total funds and a 2.84% increase per student to include, number one, a compromise offer on the virtual education contribution. Our offer provides virtual ed contribution funding at $4,800 per FTE. In addition, on line 2S, the Senate also offers a compromise for juvenile justice education supplement of an additional $650,000 for career education and industry certification training. In addition, on line 2D, we accept the House position for health insurance subsidy contribution adjustment. We have included in the packet a summary of the FEFP as part of the handout. In non-FEFP, we have been able to close out a number of issues beginning on page 7 of this spreadsheet. On line 7A, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $170,000 for learning through listening increase. On line 27C, we accept the House position to make the $2 million for Big Brothers, Big Sisters non-recurring. On line 27I, the Senate offers a modified position to provide $500,000 for AVID grants. On line 27J, the Senate offers a modified position to remove funding for the Boys and Girls Club of Highlands County. On line 27K, the Senate offers a modified position of $500,000 for DeSoto Boys and Girls Club in Manatee County. On line 30B, the Senate offers a modified position to provide $2.5 million for performance funding to school districts. On line 49A, the Senate accepts the House position to provide an additional $500,000 for school district matching grants. On line 69A, the Senate offers a modified position to provide workload funding of $750,000 for card centers. On line 74A, the Senate offers a modified position to provide $1.4 million of non-recurring funding for the regional education consortiums. On line 86D, the Senate offers a modified position to provide $1.5 million for Teach for America. On line 129AC, the Senate offers $200,000 for Florida Healthy Choices Coalition E3 Family Solution to match the House position. This is the same item as in line 129AR. Other funding in non-FEFP is maintained at the Senate position. For educational media and technology, on page 13, line 2A, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $175,000 to the Capital Technical Center for workload. On line 16D, the Senate offers a modified position to provide $500,000 for the Public Broadcasting System Learning Media Content Library. For the State Board of Education budget, on page 14, on lines 29B, 55B, 55D, and 59A, the Senate accepts the House position on technical adjustments for the data centers. The Senate also accepts the House position on line 29D to provide $50,000 for disaster recovery study at Northwest Regional Data Center. In higher education for district workforce education, which begins on page 17, on line 1E, the Senate accepts the House position for the funding of post-secondary performance-based incentives for industry certifications. On line 9F, the Senate offers...
17.
You there? On line 9F, the Senate offers a modified Senate position to provide $500,000 for the Lake Technical Center for Advanced Manufacturing. All other funding in district workforce is maintained at the Senate position. In the Florida college system, which begins on page 18, on line 1A, the Senate offers a modified position of $4.5 million for CAPE performance-based industry incentives. On line 16C, the Senate accepts the House position to reduce funding for Florida virtual campus by $2.5 million, based on the campus reserve balance. All other funding for the Florida college system is maintained at the Senate position. In state universities, beginning on page 19, the Senate offers a modified position on line 1A to provide $1 million additional dollars to Moffitt Cancer Center. The Senate accepts the House position on line 7M to provide $200 million recurring funds for state university performance-based incentives. On line 70 and 7P, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $5 million to each of the preeminent research universities from the General Revenue Fund. On line 7Z, the Senate offers a modified House position to fund $2 million for the FAU Max Planck Scientific Fellowship Program. On line 7AB, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $1.1 million for the FAU Tech Runway. On line 7AE, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $885,000 for the new College of Florida Master in Data Science and Analytics. On line 7AF, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $500,000 for the UF High-Risk Delinquent Dependent Youth Research Project. On line 7AG, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $200,000 for the FSU Florida Campus Compact. On line 7AH, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $250,000 for UCF Lou Frey Institute of Politics and Government. On line 7AI, the Senate accepts the House position to fund $1.5 million non-recurring for the UWF Advanced Manufacturing Initiative. On line 7AL, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $475,000 to FIU Washington Center for internships and academic seminars. On line 7AP, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $100,000 to USF Sarasota Manatee Center for Partnerships and Art Program. On line 7AZ, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $3 million for the UCF iStation project. On line 7BH, the Senate accepts the House position to fund the UF Lastinger Center for Learning, Algebra Nation at a level of $2 million. On line 7BN, the Senate offers a modified position to provide $650,000 for the new College of Florida Career Development Program. On line 12E, the Senate accepts the House position not to have program reduction of $250,000 for the IFAS Tropical Aquaculture Initiative. On line 12F, the Senate offers a modified position of $2 million for IFAS workload. On line 12H, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $275,000 to IFAS cattle research. On line 12J, the Senate offers a modified position for IFAS caladium research to provide $100,000. On line 12K, the Senate offers a modified House position to provide $600,000 for the Southwest Florida Immokalee Research and Education Center. On line 121, the Senate offers a modified House position by providing $500,000 for IFAS Bock Tower Educational Partnership. On line 18I, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $250,000 for the University of South Florida Veteran PTSD Research and Study. On line 54A, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $750,000 for the Institute of Human and Machine Cognition. On line 63E, the Senate accepts the House position to reduce funding for the Florida Virtual Campus by $2.5 million based on the reserve balance. In vocational rehab on page 22, line 32A, the Senate accepts the House position of $500,000 for workload for the Centers for Independent Living. Additionally, the Senate accepts the House position of $1.4 million to be provided in the back of the budget bill as a 2013-14 appropriation to immediately draw down additional federal funds and begin the process of serving clients on the wait list. In private colleges and universities, on page 26, line 0B, the Senate offers a modified position to provide $1.5 million for medical training and simulation lab. On line 11B, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $513,985 to Bethune-Cookman University. On line 11C, the Senate offers a modified position to provide approximately $188,000 to library resources workload at Florida's historically black colleges and universities. On line 20A, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $125,000 for the Barry University School of Professional and Career Education Emergency Management Program. On line 20D, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $200,000 non-recurring for Beacon College tuition assistance under the academic program contract category. On line 32A, the Senate accepts the House position of one additional student for the increased enrollment issue, but maintains the Senate position on line 32C to increase the FRAG award amount to $3,000 per student. In student financial aid on page 28, line 1D, the Senate offers a modified position to provide $13.4 million of an increase in award levels for the Bright Futures program. On line 34C, the Senate offers a modified House position for Florida student assistant grants, funding it from the same fund sources as the House offer, but maintaining the Senate position as it pertains to the level of funding, which is $25 million. For the Board of Governors, for the state university system, on page 30, lines 2B, 11A, 19A, the Senate accepts the House position to provide funding for 6 additional FTE and administrative workload, totaling approximately $885,000. Also, as part of our offer, we have responded to the House's offer 1 on proviso, and we'll go ahead and recognize my staff director, Tim Elwell, to identify where we are still at odds, if that's okay with you, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Tim.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and senators and members. You should have in your packets a proviso comparison, and it's behind your one-page FAFP sheet. And I'm just going to go ahead and highlight the changes in our budget based on your in sort of a response to the House offer last night. So if you'll start on page on should be page 1 of the proviso, on line 2, private colleges and universities, we accept the modified House position. On line 3, partnership for school readiness, we maintain the Senate position. If you'll skip down to line 6, and this is the FAFP juvenile justice programs, which I think Mr. Chair Galvano spoke about in his remarks, we offer a modified House position. It's basically the same language as what the House had in its offer, with a slight tweak that I think you can see there in the chart. If you'll go ahead and skip, I believe it'd be to page 5 on the proviso comparisons. Should be item number 9. And this is FAFP technology. We are maintaining the Senate position on district technology funding, which is what we had in our Senate Bill 2500, to provide $40 million based on either similar Senate Bill 790 or other similar legislation becoming law. Going to line 10, and this is the FEFP virtual education contribution. Again, Chair Galvano spoke about that already, so we're offering a modified House position to restore the VEC at $4,800 per FTE. On line 11, FEFP principal training, we offer a modified Senate position. It's just some minor adjustments to the language that we had in there previously. Going to line 12, and this is just some non-FAFP introductory language, we accept the House position. On line 13, non-FAFP, this is Abbott, we offer a modified House position. We pick up most of the language that the House had, but with just some slight, basically a difference in the amount of money. On line 14, and this is a performance adjustments for school districts, we offer a modified House position. And again, we're picking up the issue, but we have a slightly different methodology for allocating the funds. Line 15, this is just the introductory language to the State Board of Education. We maintain the Senate position on that. If you'll go ahead and skip over to, we have two item 16s, but this will be the second number 16. And this is workforce performance funding for industry search. And again, Chair Galvano already spoke about this. We basically have offered a modified Senate position, and it's basically the same language as what the House offered earlier, and it's just a difference in an amount, but I think those amounts are actually the same in the actual budget spreadsheets. So skip ahead next couple of pages to line 19, and this is the Florida Colleges Performance Funding for Industry Certifications. We offer a modified Senate position, which we believe incorporates the House language into our proviso, with the primary difference at this point being a difference in the amount of about $5 million. If you go ahead and skip ahead to line 21, this is the Florida Virtual Campus on the Florida College System. We accept the modified House position. Line 22, and this is your SUS performance funding. We offer a modified Senate position. We are, as Chair Galvano mentioned, we are moving to the $200 million in recurring funds for university performance funding, but we're maintaining our language on the allocation. Okay. Line 23, University of Florida Lassinger Center. We accept the House position. On line 24, SUS Florida Virtual Campus, we accept the House position. And if you'll skip to the last item is back of the bill, line 29. Actually, that's closed out. So I should say line 30. This is on the back of the bill. Again, Chair Galvano spoke about this, the $1.4 million. We accept the House position. And that's the offer, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Tim. Chairman, that's our Senate offer one.
Thank you very much, Chair Galvano. Looks like a robust offer as well, counter offer, and I will we will start taking a look at this. I probably wouldn't expect a counter tonight, just because I know you guys have had a long day and we have a lot to look over here, but we're still on the one-hour notice schedule, and so be on the lookout for the email. Don't anticipate a meeting tonight, and just be on notice for an email for tomorrow.
Thank
you so much, sir. And with that, Representative Castro, that's on Would You Rise.
You